What up, this your girl Kiyomi Leslie, and you're rocking with my big homie Kodak.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie's House, episode 20. 20 episodes in, we here, we lit. We got the long time guest, Big Homie Butter. What's up?
I'm feeling good. How are you, Kodak?
Feeling good. Big Homie Tiny, she back in the building.
What's up?
With her neon green.
Looking.
Look at that.
Crazy.
Y'all playing that shit.
We did.
Y'all did. Big Homie Slim, she back here. How you doing?
Good.
Two of the fattest asses we've ever had on the Big Homie's House. How y'all feeling, ladies?
Good.
Amazing.
You hungry? Well, we got
we got some
snacks for you. So, how's everybody's week been? What's on your mind? Hearts to talk about. You know, we got to kick it off on the porch. What's going on in society? Of course. First thing, of course, we got to talk about Atlanta cops still out here going crazy on niggas.
Just when you think it's about to die down.
Oh no, it's still going on.
But it's crazy because APD usually don't do shit. They usually be cool.
It's the Clark County and the Clayton County.
It's the difference between APD and Atlanta police.
Yeah.
Niggas say Atlanta police, they be talking about Cobb and DeKalb.
Cobb isn't bad.
Shit.
I love Cobb.
I like, what?
You must got a bay.
No, what is a bay?
But Cobb
bay.
County police, okay? Period. And Smyrna.
I love Cobb. I don't like Douglas.
And Clayton.
I do not like.
You be hunching on the police?
No,
I do.
You be fucking the police?
3 years on and off.
You be giving APD the pussy?
APD be giving me some.
Wow. Slim, would you fuck a cop in this climate?
My son nigga was a cop.
Y'all be. That is not what Ice Cube meant when they said fuck the police. That is not what he meant.
But it's different though.
It's not different.
We were side pieces before he became a cop.
Did you give him pussy after you became a cop?
Yeah.
Wow, you niggas is ops. You are ops.
Yeah, keep them close.
You can y'all is the same. That's worse than niggas out here dancing with the police. Y'all,
if I get pulled over for speeding or getting in any trouble fighting somebody, daddy, mama, whoever, I'm gonna call my police friend. Hey, let her go. Just let her go. She don't do nothing wrong.
That's, nigga, no. Stop giving the police pussy in 2020 and beyond.
But it's like, if you already know them before they were a cop, what is the difference?
No. Don't do it.
What? 2020,
sorry,
too late. It's
already
halfway. We'll start 2021. Would y'all fuck a cop to get out of a ticket?
Oh, no. It's not that serious.
No.
What if it's like
I probably will persuade him so that way I can use it against me and probably give me a little lawsuit.
Oh, no.
You would trap. Trap the cop. Blackmail the cop. I fuck with that. Blackmail the police. See, you, even though you be fucking police.
I'm gonna edit it up too.
You going to jail.
You about to lose your job.
Get
you
a dance.
Lose your job.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. So, ladies, stop fucking the police out here. That is the first lesson for today's show. And let's get into the second topic for the porch. Get off B. Simone's dick.
Please.
Yeah. Please.
Please. You have been defending her the entire time.
Look, because B. Simone is cool as fuck. We not finna...
She may be cool, but it's at the end of the day, when you're a business person, you have to watch what you say. You cannot easily offend your clientele.
Well, if your clientele is easily offended, how the fuck is that your fault?
Well, guess what? That's where your money come from.
The only people who was offended, you talking about the entrepreneur
people
thing?
That buy your stuff.
Yeah, we're going to start with the entrepreneur thing.
Only people who were offended were people who are not entrepreneurs. Because they get it.
So I don't feel like she said anything wrong, but I kind of feel like you, at the end of the day, you have to watch what you say.
And we've had this 9-to-5 conversation on here before. And shit, niggas be mad when they not everybody preference.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Oh, you don't like me, even though I don't got a chance with you at all?
Right, yeah.
Canceled.
Shit, but niggas be like, shit, I don't like dark skin girls. I only like light skin. I only fuck with foreigns.
And they be like, nigga, you didn't have a chance anyway, so why are you telling me that?
So if a girl say, my thing is, if a girl say some shit, if I want a chick and she only want a certain type of nigga and I'm not that type of nigga, it's either I gotta be that type of nigga or move the fuck on.
Yeah.
Move on.
If the chick I want say, shit, I want a nigga to make $200,000 a year, and I know I don't make $200,000 a year. I can't get mad at her because that's what she wants.
You either gonna try to persuade you,
like I said what I said. I want this, and why are you still here?
Right. Well, what you should really want is, no, nigga.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't have to force nobody to be with you.
Right.
You shouldn't have to persuade nobody to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
That's where niggas be fucking up.
Yeah. I mean, it was people in there like, everybody don't want to be an entrepreneur. What?
Good.
Okay. I've heard of that.
I mean, there's always got to be some workers.
So always.
Right. But I'm pretty sure the end goal is entrepreneur. You don't want to work at someone's job.
Some people like that. They just comfortable. It's people that are comfortable with getting by.
I think it's the comfort of the security that you know every Friday your paycheck is this.
Yeah.
I like both. I like having my real job and I like, you know, my own money. Like, I like my dancing. I like doing my nails. You know what I'm saying? I like my real job because I feel like my check is consistent. But I like my dancing and my nail money and everything else because I feel like I can add to it. I have way more control over it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just stuck to this. Like, my real job gives me benefits. Mm-hmm. My nail stuff, I have to go and pay for that extra. Like, no, I'd rather have my real job for all this. My W-2s, my taxes.
Yeah.
And have my extra money because I feel like I want my own. Like, I want to be my own boss, too. But as soon as your businesses take off, the other job is going to be gone, right?
Yeah.
So, at the end of the day, entrepreneurship is the end goal.
Mm-hmm.
So some people
just
comfortable.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's fear. Like, a lot of people don't like when other people are more bold than them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they envy it. Like, okay, so you really can do this. Like, you know what I'm like? You have the mindset.
Yeah, you did this thing I was too afraid to do.
Yeah. And people don't like that.
They don't. So that's why you see a lot of people lashing out. They're saying shit that she didn't even say. Like, oh, she was shitting on 9 to 5. No, she wasn't.
Like, she
wasn't.
She
wasn't shitting on nobody.
It was a lot of men that was mad, too. Like, they was like, she ugly anyway. Nobody checking for her. Like, you sure?
She's gonna be ugly. Like, damn, she ugly now? Like,
right.
Come on, we never said B. Simone was a sex symbol or some shit like that. But which damn, now y'all about ugly. To now y'all right. about to attack her. You feel
technically,
me?
They already attacked her. I kind of feel like it's kind of wrong, but they kind of went for her book and out of her. Like, it's wrong, but at the same time, it is illegal. Like, if anybody else did it to someone else, black people will be on the ass too.
I'm being.
But I don't like how they just purposely went
for
her.
The lady just came. She ain't have no receipts on when she created hers. Yeah. She created hers first, so everybody just really just went on. Taking the lady's word.
My thing is, she white is reparations. So I'm not gonna take her side over B. Simone's side. You feel me? So it's like, oh well, it is what it is.
She ain't had no receipts, so I feel like people need to leave it alone. Cause I could have made a PowerPoint or something, posted a blog, and just say I made this first.
Yeah.
Cause you ain't had no dates or nothing on there, so they were just their way to get back at her. Like, oh, she was already doing this and this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, fuck her for real, but you know, that's really what the topic is moved on to. And my thing is like, you know, when you get kind of exposed to that extent, like, you got to say something sooner. Like,
yeah,
you can't
I've been checking her patience.
She said something today, but it was a whole bunch of nothing. Like, it was a long statement. She said it was a marketing error or some shit. She outsourced the production of the book.
That is like bullshit, though, because at the end of the day, you check your work before you put it out.
That's true.
I don't care. If I pay somebody to write my school essay, I'm reading it before I give it to my teacher. Because you're not going to write at the end of the last sentence, I suck dick for money. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to make sure that they didn't screw you over. Like, you're going to check your stuff.
Facts.
Yeah, so that's...
You got a whole essay and you didn't even read it because you read the first two lines and you didn't even go through the end. And then you see the end, the last sentence... Someone else wrote this for me. I paid them $40.
What happens with the book now?
She said she's stopping production on it temporarily. So, shit. I feel, but like, it just played devil's advocate. I was the person that she stole from and shit. It'd be like, and I heard you made $1 million in savings off this shit. Nigga, I need my piece. But I wouldn't have went to the public first.
Yeah.
You know, I would have goddamn tried to. I would have tried to reach out.
No, boom.
But I think it's easier to go to the public because you get those lawyers that are money hungry and that will try to win your case for you and get money off of that.
I feel like
so. It's like you get public, you go ahead and make it known. A lawyer's going to reach out to you. So it's kind of like free advertisement. You got a free lawyer. You're not really paying.
But again, she white. This is reparations. We are not. I'm not siding with a white woman.
I thought it was some black women too.
I saw a bunch of white women. So, shit, you know, fuck you on that Pinterest thread.
Mm-hmm.
We need all ours. So, when is preference a bad thing? When is having a preference a bad thing? And I guess I can answer this first. I feel like when your preferences you can, everybody's entitled to a preference, but your preferences should kind of align with the type of personal lifestyle you live in. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are working at Waffle House, then you sound crazy saying you need a nigga bringing in $500,000 a year.
Yeah, the girl who was seen here last time on your show.
I'm not gonna say nothing, but I'm just like, shit. We heard that shit. So I mean, like,
I turned it off.
She work at Waffle House?
She don't work at Waffle House. She's a bartender, but shit is like, what are you doing? What about you who's going to track a nigga that's making $500,000?
Shit, I just prefer a nigga that's not broke.
I think that was like,
what's broke? What is
you
broke?
You want to talk about my dates and what broke is?
We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. What's broke though? What is broke? What is broke to y'all?
Broke is when you cannot pay the tab.
What's the tab though?
$40.
$40 a tab for what? What are we paying for?
It was a burger. I had a burger and fries, and he had like a lemonade and a margarita. I had a margarita, and he had like chicken tenders. He gets the tab and opens it and was like, "This is so expensive." I take it and I look at it. It's $40.
You said this was the NFL nigga?
No, the NFL nigga paid for my steak and shake with coins.
Who was he?
I don't even remember his name. My cousin set me up with him.
Wow.
You didn't get, like, these vibes from these men?
No, you know how you don't want to judge? Like, it was like a blind date. My cousin's like, you don't ever have a boyfriend. Let me set you up with my friend because we was at his party. So I didn't even know the dude was an NFL player until after I told him about his friend. I was like, your friend was cheap. Your friend wanted to play. We went to Dave & Buster's. The pool game was like $14. You know, it's like for an hour. Like, 15 minutes before the game was over, he's like, let's take the sticks back. We don't get 2 hours.
Hold on.
We can't play until I'm ready to go home.
How much was it?
It's like $14 an hour. Right?
So, y'all played 45 minutes. Wow. Damn. That is.
And then he's like, I was like, what do you want to eat? He's like, what do you want to eat? I was like, it doesn't matter. I really want some steak. This nigga went to Steak and Shake. There was like a couple coins. He literally counted it out. I was like, you know what? I got it on my car. He goes, no, I need to get rid of these coins.
Are you sure this nigga was in the NFL? Or did he just go to an NFL game?
My cousin with this guy. Let me see if I can text him.
He worked at a stadium.
This nigga worked maintenance at an NFL stadium.
I'm gonna figure out what his name is.
Girl, oh my god!
So if y'all had a nigga that was like cheap like that, but that like if you was committed to giving this nigga some pussy at the end of the night and he just end up being cheap like that, would that like fuck the vibe up?
We're texting our friends. Like,
call me right now.
Call me right now. Get me up out of here.
Because the nigga paid with coins? That like, one thing would kill the whole vibe?
Yes.
You could have went and traded those coins for actually cash.
You
could have
went to Kroger.
It's something more like, you know that mistake and shake on Cobb County? You know that line is long. Yeah. So you're holding up lines to count coins when we have a debit card. $7. You're counting $7 in nickels.
You can't defend that type of shit. I'm sorry.
Like,
you can't defend that type of shit.
I lost my appetite. I didn't even eat the food. I just like left it on the counter. Like,
damn. So but they don't even tell us. You said Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
You wanted steak. And he took you to Steak and Shake. They don't even sell steak at Steak and Shake.
They don't.
I got a steak.
That's a burger spot.
That's funny.
Damn. Have you been
on
the
worst day? I have the worst love life. Like, it's sad. I can go on and on.
Cause you have a hell date.
Because you be chasing these niggas that...
No, they chase me. I don't ask nobody to be on the date. They hit me up. Like...
Wow. That's crazy.
It's like, stop disturbing my peace.
Tiny, you got any like, bad date stories?
Bad dates.
You close to coochie humping?
Yes. If one girl just like, let's be girlfriends, like, okay, say less. Like, we just gonna get married and work it out.
You ever shout your shot at Tiny?
No.
Tiny, we married now.
Damn, I'm married to a lot of motherfuckers.
Tiny, what's your bad date stories? Bad dates. Y'all get the coochie
humping. I don't really be going on dates like that because niggas always want to touch on my private parts.
What the fuck?
Woo! Niggas always want to touch on my private parts, so I don't be going on dates like that.
At the dates, they trying to touch on your private parts.
Just because I'm a sex symbol, basically. They want to.
That's why you get your knife and you stab them in the hand. Like,
wow.
So you really gotta stop these niggas.
No, you need to get one of them pliers like Cat Williams had on Friday and crunch
What the fuck? I agree though, because niggas is like, you know, shit, I think like the past month or so, niggas is just being getting exposed for being creeps. And it's like, you hear these stories, and it'd be sometimes you niggas like, wow, damn, I didn't expect that from you, bro. Like,
there's some of you rapper niggas, if you don't fuck them, they just gonna cut you off completely. Like, if you gotta do a video with them, you're not even gonna get booked for that video anymore.
So that's niggas. But what's my thing is though, like if a nigga want to fuck you, right? And you don't want to fuck him. What's the problem with that nigga moving on? Like, cutting ties off.
All this pussy out here.
What's wrong with him moving on?
Shit,
I don't think it's the fact that he can't move on. It's the fact that you invited me on a date, or you invited me to a movie, like a video shoot, and now that you're not getting it now, like, so what happened to the business, or what happened to the date?
Yeah. Exactly.
My thing is, this is personal for me. Like, it's some chicks that I wanted to fuck before I started, like, doing this shit. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm doing this shit, they come back around and like, well, I didn't want to be business with you to begin with. So you trying to...
So why y'all can't explain that?
Well, explain what?
That you was just trying to get some booty instead of...
No, I said that shit. But then it's like, they be like, oh, well, I want to keep a business. But I want to fuck. So now I'm the bad guy because if I have you around and, you know, shit, this is not what you thought it was going to be. But it's not what I thought it was going to be. You feel me?
Yeah. Man, if I go on a date with a nigga and I already expect giving him some pussy, you ain't got to touch on me. Slow your roll, young buck. I'm going to come to you.
Niggas do be overly horny.
Yes, they be just going straight for the gutter.
And then they be like those infamous, do you like massages? Sir, why are you thinking about touching my body?
Damn, can you look at my face?
Do you like massages? What is men's infatuation with massages?
Because it leads to other stuff, right?
ain't even no massage, though. It's like 30...
It's like this.
No, it's 30 seconds of... Oh, my...
simple points and want to start grabbing, like... Does that hurt you?
My dick wasn't even hard. It was soft as a motherfucker. Damn.
Look, you got a piece of what we go through.
You about to grab it.
Wow. That shit just happened.
That's the most awkward of the signs. I'm
with a hand.
She clapped the hell out that motherfucker. So how do y'all prefer niggas like to ask for pussy? Like, how do a nigga know what the vibe is?
Don't.
We'll let you know.
Shit. Man, that's...
If I want that dick, I'm going to take that dick.
Right. We're going to tell you.
Apparently.
Now I'm feeling like a rapist.
How does it feel? First you go from one to blow up gas stations.
You know, Twitter got a lot of crybabies on there. We were joking about the fucking gas station. They went on and on crying. Like, shut the hell up.
What happened about the gas station?
So she said they should have burnt the gas station up. And I heard retweeted and said, yeah, set fire to a gas station.
Which one?
The BP.
Oh.
On Pryor. And I'm like, yeah, great idea. Set fire to a gas station. Everybody just took that shit and ran with it.
Like, damn, get out of our conversation. Like, what are you upset for?
I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. But anyway, how do y'all... what is the appropriate way to ask for pussy? Because sometimes it's hard to read the room.
You know what I want?
What?
I want a nigga to go give me some lingerie and put it on the bed, and I will fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Buy me a little nice little gift. Put this on.
Even if this is the first date.
Man, I'm cool.
Well, we not fucking the first date.
Man, sometimes it do be, though. Sometimes it do be like that. I don't got
some... I fucking be like that when you already know the person. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes I don't got head on the first link. Like,
Head.
She said, damn.
Head is a starter.
I cannot get that out of my
head. Hell no.
Are you traumatized?
Nah, hell no. Nah. I love that shit. You know, shit. The camera was on. Anyway, head is like, that's like, if you suck a nigga dick the first time, it's like, shit, okay. Because I think women think, oh, if I fuck him quick, he not going to like me. No, then we going to really like you. It's like.
That's a lie. It only goes for some niggas.
I feel like it makes niggas attached and clingy.
Fucking quick?
Yes. Like, I came here for dick, and we're not really together, so I don't really be hitting my phone on tomorrow. Like, chill out.
I can't treat you cordially? Like, that's been another issue I've had. Like, damn, I can't treat you like a human. Like, I can't check on you. I can't, like, bring you some food before, without you thinking, like, I'm trying to be your nigga.
Like, can you wait 2 hours? Don't get in the way of the other niggas, too.
Look, I'm not trying to stop your flow. No other outside dick you get.
That's what some niggas do. They don't be wanting you to get nothing else.
Niggas do be like that.
I'm like, oh.
Niggas do be like that.
Single.
So everybody here single? Mm-hmm. Tiny, you quiet.
Yeah, I'm single.
Oh, okay.
Think about it.
Yeah, think about it.
I'm single.
You ain't promised that pussy to nobody?
I had to think about, no, hell no.
Okay.
Who's pussy is this?
Do y'all like when niggas say that shit?
No.
Whose pussy is this?
Because I hate lying.
I'm like, not yours. I'm straight up telling you, not yours.
Right? I heard some women would like moan through the answers.
Sometimes, but I'm going to tell you straight up.
And
nah,
then they keep asking,
yours.
I'll be like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I'll be talking.
I can't imagine her voice. I'm straight up telling you, it's not yours.
I'll be talking like that during sex. I'll be talking to myself. I'll be trying to hype, gas myself up. Hell yeah.
Big
homie. Hell yeah. Turn this. What'd you say?
Big homie.
Big homie's pussy. Yeah, nigga, I'm talking to myself during sex. Like, hell yeah. I'm in this motherfucker. I be trying to goddamn try not to nut too quick, trying to time my strokes out. Like, all right, nigga, you can't be goddamn going up in this motherfucker that hard.
I can't stand when a nigga nut quick.
Why do niggas go for another round? I feel like sex should not hurt. I know this is like random, but sex should not be painful. Like, do niggas know that?
Them jet rabbit niggas do not.
I've gotten some dry hand jobs, and the motherfuckers is like, what? Yo, you, my dick is raw now. This shit hurts. Motherfucker be trying to jack your dick with no lubrication. Like, bitch, do you not know how friction works?
I have no idea how to jack a dick.
You
like,
can't spit on it?
I suck at jacking dick so bad. Like,
spit only lasts so long because it's salt and spit. So you may have maybe nigga, how much spit you got in your mouth? Water works.
I got a water mouth.
My mouth is dry.
You got spit in my mouth right now, hell.
She said I got a dry mouth. My mouth is dry like a fucking cotton.
You be dehydrated?
No matter how much I drink, I still be dry.
Women don't know how to fucking jack a dick, so that motherfucker be hurt.
I cannot jack a dick. I be like, how do my wrist? And I hear they like, you want you to twist it.
Yeah, you gotta do the washing machine trick.
I wish I had a cucumber right now.
Got a breath.
Sure, yes. The.
Ooh. Oh, that turns out. Wait for the
grab it later. Go ahead, keep looking.
That is premium OnlyFans content. That is
this
going...
This is a little too small, though, but yeah, y'all get the point.
Your head's in the way. I can't see what's going on.
I ain't gonna tell you. Oh, my. Right now, but
wow.
Y'all get the point.
So, wow. Okay. how long is sex supposed to last to y'all?
Man, at least 30 minutes
is fair. We including foreplay and shit and all that.
Man, some these niggas be lasting like 5 minutes.
Is that because they be going straight in the pussy?
Nah, they'll play with it sometimes.
Nah, like, playing with you got to eat that motherfucker first.
Shit, they'll do that too. Niggas you got it. You got it. Like 5 minutes. They just got.
If I know, like say our finish line is the same. It's the same at the same point. So, if I know I only got 5 minutes before I nut, and sex total is supposed to last like 20, 25 minutes, this shit, I need to eat that pussy for goddamn 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can get you to that point, so it only gonna take 5 minutes a dick before you nut.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers need math involved in this motherfucker.
I like penetration, so if you eating too long, I get bored.
You want
like
30 minutes of penetration? Niggas need some fucking.
I mean, shit. It's
gas station
dishes.
Pills fucking with y'all.
Yeah, basically. I've seen a nigga take that.
I've been Googling that shit. That shit
like
is not good for your heart.
Like, I can't do 30 minutes consecutive. I'm gonna get bored. Like, what the fuck is taking so long? Like,
what, with the head or dick?
Just dick. I like rounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like rounds.
I don't like 30 minutes of straight dick. Like, I'm bored. It's taking too long. Please stop touching me.
That's how I am with head, though. I can't take so much head, I'll be like, all right, now what the fuck is next?
Yeah,
you gonna stick a finger in that motherfucker or something?
You like finger in your booty while you get it?
I like finger in my booty.
You like finger in your booty, period?
Yeah.
You don't like finger. No, you don't like nothing in your booty.
I like dick in my butt and my fingers. I like my pussy ache.
I can't do dick in the butt. That shit hurt.
Remember she said that last time?
She did. She did say that last time. Wow, that's crazy. Holy shit. let's switch it up real quick.
Is this the bedroom part?
This is the big homie's master bedroom. We're going to get back to that. But do y'all believe in having a work boo? Butter? Now say you got a nigga. I'm under the assumption that you have a nigga.
I don't.
I mean, well, hypothetically, for this situation.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I have before we end up actually talking like outside of work. But if I was doing it now, I would probably say no, because if somebody else come in the job and I might like them, you're in the way.
Yeah, basically.
So one work boo can get away with another work boo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tiny.
I feel the same way. I've had a work boo before.
At the club. Work boo.
Work boo.
Did you have a nigga at the time?
Mm.
Okay. But if you had a nigga, would,
if
you,
I had
have,
a nigga,
would you entertain a work boo?
I can't feel right doing that. It would be weird. Like, I feel like I'm cheating on a nigga.
Because your real man might walk in a job and then you post it up with this dude on your lunch break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then the work boo might get jealous. Right. Like, nigga,
oh, he doing extra and not knowing that this is your real boo.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that is a part of the problem. A lot of niggas do not know their role. They be trying to.
They don't.
Oh, you know, I can't just put that on niggas. People in general in relationships do not be knowing their role.
Yeah.
Cause I've been around clingy women that like, and it's hard to tell a motherfucker. Like, I don't really think there is a way to tell somebody that your role isn't what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it's not really hard. You just come out and say it. I think it's so easy to cross the line.
The same way it's difficult for me to tell a woman, hey, I'm not really trying to take you out, but I do want to fuck. It's hard for me to say, it's like, we just fuck it. We're not really that serious.
Why is
that
hard for you?
Because it's like, there's no way, I don't like hurting people's feelings. There's no way to say that shit without it being disrespectful.
But you know, I'm blunt, so for me, it's
what's
like
your sign?
Pisces. Yeah,
the way I grew up is like, you say how you feel, you know what I'm saying? So I don't believe in sugarcoating things. If that is how you feel, you say it. Because my mom says everything in life is not meant to be sugarcoated. It's not meant to be nice.
Butter, do you think, like, you need to, how do you establish those lines?
You need to tell them.
Up front,
what it's going to be before it gets too.
So when niggas approach you, be like, hey, butter, I really like you. And you're not really looking for that shit. You like,
I would say, I'm only looking for friends right now. If you can be my friend, then we can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had niggas be like, okay, cool. And I have niggas be like, all right, well, don't want to talk no more. So that's how I know you was up to no good anyway.
That is the best. That's the best part about it. You know, you don't waste anybody's time when it comes to that. But like, I don't want to lose somebody who's like, you know, a lot of these people are supportive of what I'm doing. They're good friends. So it's like, I don't want to like turn nobody off that much to like, oh, Kodak fuck nigga, because he told me that he just wanted to beat my cheeks off.
I really feel like people that's people respect though. It though. Like, I think you're overthinking it. Like, you may think people just cut you off and be like, fuck you. But I feel like it'll bring a lot of respect.
But I feel like it's a way to let them know that that's all you want to do without saying that, because that's rude for you.
That's my thing, because I don't really, it's hard for me to feel to that shit. Cause, like,
I feel like she'll understand off of vibes that that's what you want to do, but if you say that to somebody who's supporting you, I mean, I ain't really trying to be with you. I just want to, they're going to be like, okay, nigga, bye. Now I don't even want to support you no more, because that's rude to women. Some women are sensitive. To just ask that question straight up. Like, they'll feel the vibes. You don't have to tell them that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually had that shit happen this weekend. Somebody who, somebody hit me up on who I've been following on Twitter. Was like, hey, I'm in town. I was like, yes. Been wanting to beat these cheeks up. Nah. I gotta get to it. So she was like, "Yeah, I was just go out for drinks." I made up my mind a few months ago because I had a bad experience. Like, I'm not going on no more dummy missions. If I'm going out and I want to have sex, I need to let that person know that I want to have sex before I go out. Because I hate going out. In the past, I went out and I thought we was on the same page, and we get there and it's like, oh, well, I just thought we was. I've been telling you I want to fuck for 6 months. Like, specifically. And I can tell you I did, because me and this girl, we ain't talked in years. So, a few years ago, it was when I was working at B103. I was getting off the late shift. So, I was getting off at, like, midnight. And this girl who had said she wanted to talk to me, she said she was interested in me a while back. And it was like, you know, hey, come over. So, you know, it's like I get off at 12. I wouldn't get there about 1. It was before I had a car, so I was Ubering in public transportation. So it was like, okay, I'm going to just ask the room. So if somebody asks you to come over like between midnight and later, you know, what the fuck? Right? Am I wrong for thinking that?
Yeah.
Unless there's like a whole bunch of people there.
No, it wasn't. So I get there. She answered, I don't know if it was lingerie. I can't remember that much. I don't know if it was lingerie. It was just a sexy panty set. But it was the shit that I was like, oh, yeah. You thinking it's that shit. So we get in the bed or whatever. She get on top of me, start kissing and shit. We kiss them probably about 30, 45 seconds. She roll over. And I'm like, shit. Try to pull that motherfucker out. She's like, nah, not tonight. Bitch, what?
You tried to suck your dick?
Right, she didn't do nothing. She just rolled over. And to this day, that is the weirdest experience I've ever had with a woman. Well, you called me to come over at midnight. You answer the door wearing this sexy shit. You get on top, start kissing me, and we is not fucking, like.
Let a nigga know before I pull it out. Like.
So I'm like, I don't know how many other niggas have gone through shit like that, but why would you give a nigga mixed signals like that? Like, yeah, you just wasted my time and yours. Like, nigga, I like sleep. I could have been asleep. I could have just went home. So what do y'all think about that situation?
I was gonna try to justify it, but I don't know. That's weird.
It's weird as fuck, man. So I mean, like, that's why, like, when shit like that happened, I'd be like, I don't want no dummy bitches. Nigga, I need to know what the fuck going on. I need to know if we feeling these other same way. Because if you just want to drink and shit, I don't feel like going out. Sometimes
maybe
feel
maybe she wasn't into it after y'all was kissing. Maybe she turned.
That's cool. And consent can always be revoked. But shit, like, nigga, okay, I left. I didn't even because she wanted me to sleep in the bed. Like, so I just left, you know, so shit, consent can always be revoked, but I'm like, damn, let a nigga know or something. Okay. But anyway, man, so that's what I'm saying. I like knowing what the fuck going on before I get there, you know, so make sure we on the same vibe.
Shit, me too, because I don't be trying to fuck all the time. I need to know what type of vibe you on. Let's go to
Dave and Buster's is cool, but we just got to be on the same time.
Yeah, we got to be on the same type of time. Don't try to get me drunk and then expect some pussy. No. Don't get drunk and go.
Go fuck on somebody else. That's another thing. Like, damn, women do be doing that shit. Because it's been a lot of times, like, I catch a motherfucker off a date with somebody else and she come get a pussy to me. Like, damn.
Yeah, that's how it be sometimes. Shit, you don't want to fuck that nigga.
Do y'all accept, like, dates from niggas, like, free food for niggas that y'all really don't even like that? Butter.
We have to be trying to go somewhere just for you to give me food.
But if you know he really, 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 really like you.
I always let you know I want to be friends. And you still want to take me on a date? Okay. And then.
Damn.
Crazy. I went out with this dude. It was a couple years ago. I went out with this dude. He asked me to go out. We went, and he was expressing how he wanted to be with me. And I'm just like, we're just friends. And so he was like, well, give me my money back. I'm like, okay. But he was trying to say, like, he was joking, but he was dead serious. Like, he was like, dang, like, I just took her out. And I was like, I'll give you my money back. Like, I don't care. But he was trying to, he was like, I'm just playing. No, nigga, you're dead serious because right. You're mad.
You want that money back.
So,
Your turn.
What?
Do you be accepting dates for niggas that you don't like?
Not really. Cause it's awkward sometimes.
But like it gotta be shit. Like either we're talking or we're just, literally just friends. Like, yeah, I can like hang out with a friend. But if you're a weird dude, like, I'm probably not.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Like, you're being weird. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous. You can't be accepting.
But if you want to go out as friends, okay.
But sometimes niggas be putting themselves in bad situations. Like, damn, I get you hungry. Damn, this nigga might kill you if you don't give him no pussy.
Yeah.
Right, and that's totally 100% on the nigga, but like at the same time you can't like just entertain and give everybody your access to you because you want it. That shit is dangerous.
That's why I have this thing where it's like if we are not dating 6 months, you will never come to my house.
Oh yeah. I can see that.
Not coming to my house. I have friends that have never been to my house and I've been friends with them since college.
Mm-hmm. Has Tiny been here?
Yes.
Y'all be hunching.
We've never hunched, except for on stage.
I think it's like because niggas are psychotic that you make their own nigga mad. Now they're at your house. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I feel like with women, and then like women who are dancers as well too, everybody cannot know your address. Right. Whether it's girls or just guys in general, like, no.
I don't like.
I would go to your house, but the chance of me telling you to come to my house is not happening.
Yeah.
Not happening.
You invite me to go?
I invite niggas that I fuck with for a long ass time.
You know this person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got a little business running out of my house, so I can't have everybody just over there.
Yeah.
I don't know who going to snitch, who going to do what and fuck up my shit. No, I'm good.
You selling coke out the house?
No, heroin.
I believe it.
Really?
No. Damn! Is you
don't sit on camera.
No, I'm just like, dang, Tiny just said it's like, wait, what's this?
Is you the fat? Is you the fat? What you want, Ciroc or the tequila?
Whatever that's not gonna burn my throat like last time.
For any means.
It was a Ciroc last time.
Okay. It was spicy.
I don't think the tequila would
like,
be.
That would be.
Right, that's even worse.
It's more chaser.
You be saying a little bit of Kodak put a whole bottle in there.
Right.
Gotta say when.
I'll bring you a good bottle up here.
Next week? All right, cool. Nope.
Fuck it, not for next week.
What is your most toxic trait?
My mouth. And my attitude. And my mouth. And my motherfucking attitude. So I'm gonna cut your ass out just because.
That's fucking ass. We're okay.
I'll leave you niggas alone.
What?
I'm very seductive and manipulative.
You're manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you're know,
a stripper.
Just,
the stripper
attributes. No, I've been like that before. I was a stripper. I'm just, I don't know. People be saying it's an Aries trait, but I just think it's in my trait.
Wow, that's crazy.
Flirtatious.
Flirtatious.
Yeah.
Butter.
I would say flirtatious. And then I would say, my attitude. Well, it ain't really my attitude. It's just like, I know, I be knowing stuff. And I'll go back and forth because I'm going to prove my point that I was right. But I've been growing. I feel like I've been growing. Like, all right, I know this, but I'm going to leave it alone.
We're the same people, technically, because I'm going to argue him. Like, my opinion.
No, she is really going to fucking argue. She actually, she did that shit in my mentions yesterday.
I'm going
to
argue.
Like, yo, why are you talking to this nigga with 83 followers? Why are you arguing with this nigga? I didn't even know nigga followed me. Like, she was about to get him blocked because I got tired of him responding. Like, I wasn't even looking at my phone. I just see my shit blowing up because she arguing with another nigga.
She going to get that point
across. Boring me is very toxic. So I like to be busy.
I feel like I've been getting better, though, because I don't be arguing with people no more.
My thing is, I don't argue with motherfuckers about shit that's obvious. And I said this shit a few days ago. It's like I'm not going to tell a white person in this day and age why Black Lives Matter is different from All Lives Matter.
They still don't get it.
Like they get it. They just don't fucking care.
Yeah, they don't care.
They do not care. And look, I'm not about to keep explaining that shit to you because it's like, it's there. Some shit is just too obvious. I'm not gonna argue with a white person about why the fucking the national anthem protest isn't about the fucking flag. This shit been happening since 2017.
And they know. That's why they keep getting caught on video doing racist stuff.
It's been happening since 2017. We're not about to argue about that shit because you know.
Yeah.
You know, that is a waste of my time and my energy. And that's been one of the biggest things. I like to argue with motherfuckers too because I like to tell a motherfucker why you wrong. Yeah. You're wrong and I'm going to tell you why you wrong. But on the internet, like, when last time you seen a motherfucker say, damn, I was wrong on the internet?
Right.
Niggas don't say that shit.
Yeah, they don't.
They block you
when
the tweet's not loading.
Oh, niggas love block. Niggas love. So I mean, I don't even like giving niggas the benefit of saying I block them no more. I just I mute you and have you talking to yourself. You won't even know. Cause I know if I keep seeing shit, I'ma keep wanting to respond.
Right. Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, so. But another one of my toxic traits, shit, I say I'm probably manipulative too.
See, how you gonna talk about me?
Because you said it first. and I also gaslight. I'll make you feel like you did something. Like, if you say, like, one thing wrong, I'll latch on to that shit and, like, blow it up out of proportion.
I think that was a trait I had too. Like, so what you saying is this and this and that.
Wow, so you saying like really you ain't fucking with me because I'm black.
Like, I definitely did that before.
And that cop.
No.
What was a situation you guys lit a nigga?
Shit.
But I be right though. It's just they be trying to act like I don't be knowing what I'm talking about.
There's been a few situations. I'd rather not say them on camera.
Oh my god. Anyway, does anybody in here watch Insecure?
No. Mm-mm.
No?
I watched a little bit of it. It's just so dry that it aggravates me a little bit, but I did watch. I haven't watched the last two episodes.
Okay.
But I did watch up until her little party thing.
Well, yeah. So the last episode came out that one of the characters on the show was pregnant by Lawrence, the one of the other co-stars of the show. So this is somebody who he's not really in a relationship with or sees himself with long term. So we've had this topic on here a little bit in the past, but I just want to know, like, if you get pregnant by a nigga who you don't really see a future with, are you keeping it and why?
I'm not keeping shit without a ring. Anything without a ring is going back to God.
Is it a boy? No, it is aborted.
It ain't even finna get to abortion. It's finna be plan B.
Damn.
I went and got a 3-year birth control in my arm.
That sounds painful.
No, they actually numbed me up. I watched a YouTube video and it kind of freaked me out, but yeah.
I can't do birth control. I'm scared.
So what are you doing? If a nigga you're not seeing long term get you pregnant?
I mean, if he's not a fuck nigga and he got money, shit, fuck it. Like financially stable money.
But he don't like you.
Yeah, I ain't gotta like him either. But you gonna take care of this baby if I'ma have it.
Why you gonna have the baby with a nigga that you don't like?
And I don't wanna have an abortion. Every girl don't want an abortion. Hell.
So you don't believe in abortion?
Mess up your body.
Raw dick mess up your body too.
But abortion.
Babies mess up your body.
Raw dick feel good.
Pregnancy messes up your body. My sister was in hospital for 11 months.
The one that looked like you?
No, she don't have no kids. Oh. I feel like pregnancy is way dangerous than birth control, and nobody talks about it.
Pregnancy in black women, because when you go into the hospitals, they don't take care of us. They don't give you the prenatal stuff that you need. That's why.
But I wonder if it's like that because of the women that's on Medicaid, because I feel like my sister has Crohn's. And I feel like when you have, like, a network plan, like, you know, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, the doctors take better care of you than when you're on Medicaid. So yeah, I wonder if, like, the death of black women have to deal with what insurance they're with.
I'm pretty sure it's that, too. And I'm pretty sure it's just because of the fact that you're black, they don't care. Like,
that's why I just go to the side. That's why I was born there. They take care of the black girl. Black woman.
I'm having at home birth in the pool.
My homeboy had one. Well, he didn't have it, but his wife had that shit.
That's what I'm doing.
A few months ago.
You gonna have a nigga in the pool with you?
If you wanna get in there, gonna be
that
blood.
That shit look disgusting.
I don't care.
Yeah, I bet you don't care. It's your blood.
I mean, I don't wanna be in there with mine either, but I have to.
Facts.
I don't wanna be in that stuff nasty.
Ugh.
I'm just thinking about the big ass head coming out of my coochie. That's so painful. I'm gonna have to fuck a big ass dick before that baby come out.
What? Anyway, shit. Fuck.
You should have to get rid of the baby to ask you a question, my bad. You should have to get rid of the baby, but it's up to you. Like, are you going to be struggling? Are you, like, you know? It's just up to you. I'm not against abortions. I'm not for abortions. It's your choice.
So I think the more a nigga make, the lower the chance of the abortion goes. Like, if a nigga make 100,000... Baby, probably not getting aborted.
If I have a baby by Drake or somebody,
abortion is keeping that baby.
Drake or Chris Brown or somebody, I'm keeping that motherfucking baby.
But if it's but if a nigga named Brown, if it's Brown, Chris, and Brake,
I probably wouldn't even be talking to him.
Niggas just be having good dick, and then you're like, shit. If you want, like, the same way a motherfucker can have a super fat ass and you don't like shit else about her, she can get some dick. A nigga just maybe have some good dick and you're like shit else about him. And that's one thing I had to realize, like, shit, I'd be fucking a lot of my fetishes that I don't want shit to do with outside of them being my fetishes.
But you use condoms.
Absolutely.
These niggas that say they don't want to be with this girl, they don't want to be.
I don't know what pussy feel like. I don't know what pussy feel like. I don't know what a raw pussy feel like.
That's sad.
How the fuck do you know?
I don't know.
That's sad.
You want to give my first feel of it?
Anyway. She already done.
Anyways, never mind.
Did
grab
that thing?
She did. I don't know what the fuck we're going
to
talk
about. You're going to have that ass for the rest of the week.
No, I'm going to have, I'm going to have wet dreams for the rest of the week. Just wake up. Oh, my God. I'm nutting on myself. So, that's crazy. I saw this video earlier this week of this girl saying she need her nigga to make more than twice what she makes.
And this was like, I'm gonna, what she say? Well, she's gonna talk down on him or something.
Yeah, she said if this nigga don't make more than twice, so if she make 40,000, that nigga need to make at least 90,000.
What? That goes back to what you're saying. You're requiring something that you don't have.
She better boost her shit up.
What? Because I saw you had commented under. What is your take on this situation?
I just feel like if a nigga told her that I like my girls without little boy chest, she would have been upset. Because she
got bodies. Preferences is a
motherfucker.
Preferences is a motherfucker.
Some people just be on social media talking, like she trying to sound heated. Good because... You're trying to sound good at this point. I don't care about none of that. Long as you got some money and you paying these bills and, you know, we good.
So you need a nigga that make more to you.
It's like, we had this conversation before. He don't have to make more. I can make $100,000. He can make $90,000. Long as he can pay the bills.
Facts. Yeah.
Or what if he make $100,000? He make $20,000.
For me, it's what do you have?
$20,000 is not even freaking. You working at McDonald's or Marshall's or something?
You're a substitute teacher.
No. Marshall's. He's not going to be doing
Marshall's, my nigga.
$20,000, like, you're a part-time worker?
So you wouldn't date no nigga that's a part-time worker?
No. If I'm making $100,000, what am I doing? That means I'm doing something. Why you know?
I like part-time, but with a side job, I would do a nigga with a part-time job that has his own thing, his own motion. That's the only way I date a nigga with a part-time job.
My thing, and I'm glad you brought that entrepreneurship back up. And my thing about the whole entrepreneurship, we just gonna backtrack a little bit. My thing about entrepreneurship, like, I get that argument because you want to be with somebody who understands the line of work you're in, yeah. Right? Because I feel like I seen this video. This nigga, he was trying to be a YouTube nigga. You know, he'd be making reaction videos. He was making a reaction video to the Tekashi and Nicki Minaj video that just came out. Like, yeah, Nicki Minaj looking good as fuck. His girl walked in. What you talking about, Nicki Minaj? That's what he do. Like, if I want a girl, and she just so happened to be a stripper, what the fuck? Why am I going to get mad at her when she dances on niggas? Right. That's what she do.
Exactly.
That is what she does. You have to be with somebody who understands the line of work you in.
Especially like, when you got with them that was doing it when you got with them.
Exactly. Yes, because I feel like I've never got this shit, and it's because of the line of work I'm in. I don't get, like, motherfuckers just be like, oh, I'm just going to put my phone down for the day. No, I can't do that shit.
Right.
I cannot put my phone down for a day. I'd be feeling bad if I put my phone down for, like, an hour. Like, if I go to sleep and take a nap, nigga, I'll wake up, I miss, like, 10 texts, yeah. 3 calls. Like, because this shit is just so on go. And in our industry, if you are not available, that opportunity gonna go to somebody else. So you can't be with somebody who's like, oh, my God, you're always on your phone. Yes, right. Bitch, because this is what I do. This is my line of work.
Right.
So you trying to explain that shit to somebody. So I get the, oh, yeah, I'm up at 3 a.m., Outside all the other extra shit she was talking about, or the extra shit that she did, the plagiarism, all that shit. That outside all that shit, yes, you have to be with somebody who understands what you're doing up at 3 a.m. Not gonna be asking all the questions,
right? Because you're trying to take a vacation, you can't because you gotta clock in and you don't get no time off.
And another nigga would be like, oh well, you up at 3 a.m. talking to niggas? No, I'm up at 3 a.m. filling orders,
right? Exactly.
Like, and
you just sleep because you've been at work all day. Like, you need to help me.
This shit not gonna stop. Like, and you talking about like you said, oh well, I gotta go to LA for a meeting, but you can't go because you gotta be with what you're doing.
But so you're worried about what I'm doing in LA because you're not there.
It just invites a whole another like, and it's really, if you got a nigga that's secure in what you're doing, that all that shit go out the window because it's like, okay, boo, I trust you, go do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. But a lot of niggas not secure like that. So really, that just eliminates, if you are comfortable in who you are and what you're doing, that eliminates a whole bunch of other shit because you're like, you know what, I need a nigga who can understand his lifestyle and what I'm doing. So it's really not even just the entrepreneur, like, oh, I got to be entrepreneur. You have to have an understanding. So I guess that's kind of what the...
And it's a different mindset when you're an entrepreneur than when you're clocking in working for somebody. Instead of you working for yourself,
you know what? You said something. You just said something because, like, I know, like, the difference between our generation and our parents' generation, our grandparents' generation. Like, if I go out and tell them, "Oh, I'm a freelancer. I'm working. I'm trying to build this business." Oh, well, what you gonna do for work?
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna make money. Like, right. Oh, you don't got no job that you go to every day? No.
How fast the money come in?
You can't tell somebody who's comfortable making $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year. That'd be their life goal.
Cause your mindset is $1 million, and
cause you got $1 million mindset. Your mindset is like, okay, I can't achieve what I'm trying to achieve being at this job for 9 to 5 every day. You feel me? So it's like, I get what she's saying when it came to all that. Like, because motherfuckers just don't get it. People just don't get it because they've been in this. This is their parents' lifestyle. Mm-hmm. This is their parents' lifestyle. This is their lifestyle.
Because I didn't get it. When I used to work, I used to work at the stadium as freaking top flight security in the world. And I used to work at Marshall's. I'm dead serious. And, like, I thought I was doing something. But I got two jobs. Like, I thought I was a boss because I had two jobs. But when I started my other businesses, I noticed I couldn't even focus on my other business or build my other business because I was too busy working for somebody else.
The tequila.
I was too busy working for somebody else, so I couldn't even clock in. I mean, do my business, because when I got off work, I was tired. I wanted to go to sleep. I couldn't even do the stuff I wanted. Mm-hmm. Then when I quit my job, I noticed my business start flourishing more, building more. So it's a mindset. You have to take some sacrifices.
Yeah, I'm about to take that sacrifice.
You got to, because if you don't, you'll be working with somebody who did.
Right. Mm-hmm. Somebody telling you when you can take your break, when you can pee. Like, who told you I was hungry at 12 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Like, I just clocked in at 11. I'm not hungry right now.
That's my whole thing. But I totally get the whole entrepreneur mindset. I mean, that's really, like I said, that's where she misspoke. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you don't need an entrepreneur. You don't need to be an entrepreneur. You need to understand that mindset.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, if you work in a 9 to 5, you don't understand.
Because then the motherfuckers, okay, let me not, I don't want to misspeak.
I think they don't understand how emotional it is. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And even it's just draining. Just to kind of relate to, like, something that's going on right now. Like, a lot of us in here, hey, probably not you. I know me and Slim, we do the stock shit, right? Stocks took a fucking tumble the past 2 weeks. So if you was a motherfucker that was doing that shit and you thought, like, this is just going to be a quick flip, shit. My shit has been in the red.
I opened my eye this morning and I was like,
This shit is bad.
That happens with us, too. You thinking your trade finna be selling? Make sure you know that junk start buying.
But it's people that get into Forex and get into stock trading.
Forex too?
And, yeah, she
did
Forex.
Forex.
Yeah,
I'm
fucking
quit.
For it. I'm waiting to get on the program.
Okay.
I quit doing it because they were just using me for my followers.
Of course. So. That's why I took
you. You could use it to your leverage, to your
advantage.
I'm trying to, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up! All this Forex shit.
Yeah, hater. Tiny, you
can use it. You want to do Forex stuff? You
want to do Forex? When that B Simone thing came out, there was like the Forex traders going to B Simone Rescue. Like, why do people hate Forex traders so much? Because they took time to learn a skill to make money.
I'm fucking with y'all. I just don't do it.
But I see it on Twitter all the time. Like, people hate Forex people.
I used to be one of them motherfuckers.
Donate some money.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I used to be one of them motherfuckers.
Well, maybe when you learn Forex, you won't be like that no more.
I'm not like that now. I just understand it. It's not for everybody. But I'm still not paying a motherfucker to teach me a program.
It's not for everybody. It's not for anybody. Does that make sense? Everybody can do it, but it's mindset.
Yeah. It's not for the lazy.
It's not.
Oh, fucking bro.
It's not for the crybabies.
I cried a couple times.
Oh,
Tony, you could, because I seen you in Dallas when we went to Dallas. I seen you with Keon and them.
Yep.
You could have used that to your advantage.
Tell her how she could use
it. They wouldn't teach me how to trade.
I would have taught you.
Speak on it, because there's people that watch this shit got a lot of followers. So tell them how people with a lot of followers can monetize their following for Forex.
It's two streams of income. One from trading, the other one is from recruiting. Would y'all say building your business network marketing?
Yeah, that's what they wanted me to do, recruit.
You could have got paid from that. Regardless if they taught you how to trade or not, you could have got paid, and then somebody could have taught you. It's a lot of people who quit the business because their mentor didn't teach them how to trade.
Yep.
9 times out of 10, your mentor don't even know how to trade. Go to another leader.
That's what I did.
If you would have used on Capital Wealth, right? Mm-hmm. I'm in Trade House. If you would have reached out to me like, hey girl, such and such, I don't know how to trade. I probably would have still helped you because we're all in the same company. It's just different organizations. But it's some people, when I first got started last year, I didn't know how to trade. Everybody that came in my business, all I talked to them was how to bring people up under them because I didn't know how to trade. I do now, but, you know, just reach out to somebody else. Don't quit. Like, you go quit your business because somebody else ain't help you.
Shit, I started talking about, like, big profits.
I started doing something else, so I said, fuck it.
Man, I should have came to Trey House because every time I looked at Trey House, y'all had a new chairman.
Man, so many chairmen popped this week. And then women at that. This whole pandemic has been women, chairman. Like, whoo!
The thing with my followers is it was hard to use my followers because a lot of them wasn't serious. Like, they'd hit me up.
They would have got serious if you would have got serious. They would have kept seeing you.
Shit, I was serious.
If you would have had your video, you
said I see what you're saying because it's different type of followers. Cause like, and I realize a lot of like the niggas that follow IG chicks, they just be overly horny.
They would have wanted to see Tiny Shake her, but all Tiny had to do was pull up her administrator for.
If she go to her live, it's gonna be a lot of.
And you should have kept doing it.
These motherfuckers just wanted to have a conversation.
Culture up, like if she go live right now, I promise it's gonna be a bunch of foreign niggas on there. Like what's your WhatsApp?
They gonna be like twerk.
Them the ones that's training.
Show titties. Show your boobs.
They do. No, they be speaking backwards. They be like, titty show. What?
Yes, bro. When I had Keita live last week, I was looking at the comments. It was a bunch of niggas with no profile picture. Just said, just horny as fuck. Put her. I was holding that motherfucker. Put her back on. Right. Like, damn, so nigga, get your horny ass up. You horny ass nigga. Yeah. But shit, man. Oh, fuck. Okay, so let's get back into the big homie's bedroom because y'all was killing that motherfucker. What's so funny? Are intimate massages cheating? And I say this because I seen these girls getting like really aggressive and massages and posting it like this is a service that niggas is offering, right? Mm-hmm. This is a service, but they was like naked. Mm-hmm.
Well, you naked a massage regardless.
Man, I know what you're talking about. I ain't seen too many massages.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like these dudes, they do it and like the girls steamy. Are
hunching. Like,
yes, like he got her leg up and he in there like,
yeah,
that's cheating. The fact that you even
why are you doing that? Like, that is so perverted.
Why are you?
Like, massage,
like, yo, they be goddamn like this be the girl thigh, they be all the way up here and shit.
Yeah.
So, does that count as cheating?
Yes, that's cheating.
I feel like that is a fat woman desperate call for attention.
See, nah, that's too much.
That's cheating.
Like, because then I'm going to be like, well, I want
to... Oh, I got to show y'all the video.
Would your man be okay if you walked in like that? And then they have no panties on or nothing.
Yeah, hell no. My man would be like, oh, fuck no. Nah. Fuck you, bitch.
She said they did that work, I bet.
Well, damn, nigga, that's kind
of. And then, like, some of his stuff, it's other ones I've seen, but they be, like, in hotel rooms and stuff. And I'm like,
how are you that comfortable to let somebody touch you like that? Like, I do not like being touched by strangers.
I mean, I can get massages, but that's just too much
for me. I think like you said, it's women that want some attention. Like, want attention because
lonely,
some women
desperate
don't want
you. Women, like.
Because a massage is supposed to be you up and down, straight your legs closed.
Is that cheating?
I feel like right now it's not cheating, but I'm pretty sure when his penis get on her skin, it's going to be cheating.
Like, that one, that's an actual massage. But when they be doing all the extra hunching and
grinding and...
He be up on the table. I never seen a masseuse get on the table with you. And you
right. They're sitting on the back of your leg. Like, why are you on me? Like, that is weird.
It and is cheating if you're in a relationship. Because if your man was to walk in there on you, would he like that? Like...
Hell no.
Bitch, I'm about to learn this shit, so you ain't got to do this shit no more. You out here got
to matter of fact, no. How about you keep him and find somebody else?
I don't even want my pussy to show.
Like, ew.
If I'm getting a regular massage.
When I watch them, I want to throw up. Like, they disgust me so much.
What?
Those massage videos. Like, I want to throw up so bad. Like, I just get angry and disgusted.
I would get one, though. Like, I would get one, but I'm not in a relationship.
You single?
Yeah, I'm single. Right. I would get one.
I don't know. I gotta know
them. It sounds like it feels good.
I posted on my Instagram about the lady who's like a vagina person. What do they call when they steam the skin and give like a vagina facial? So what happened was she records her clients for advertising, but she also sells the videos on her OnlyFans. And I feel like that is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Why are you selling your videos that your clients let you use for advertising on an OnlyFans page?
Damn,
that
that's
is
kinda,
disgusting.
That's kind of shady.
Damn. It seems like you're trying to sell me.
Oh, that though?
I don't know, but I kind of feel like that's disgusting.
Regardless of it,
like
it
that's like invasion of privacy. You have your people jacking dick to your clients, getting their vaginas facials, like getting steamed, And I feel like that's so inappropriate. Yeah. Like, you should not be a business owner if you're exploiting your clients.
So, yes. Like, when it comes to the OnlyFans videos, do you need to, like, have clearance before you put, like, a video that you just got on your OnlyFans?
Like, of myself?
I mean, like, or if somebody, like, not even clients, but, like, say you was at a pool party and there's just a big ass twerking and you put that big ass on your OnlyFans.
No, because I feel like, but this right here is different. Their butt naked is nothing but vagina, butt naked vagina, and you're steaming it and showing inside and the lips. That's inappropriate.
I agree.
If you want to steam your own coochie and put it on the OnlyFans, sure. But you got niggas jacking dicks to your customer, your clients like that.
But how do the clients know that's them?
I'm pretty sure they know what that coochie look like.
Yeah. And how would they know, like, it's on the OnlyFans? How would they see it?
She posted it. She said, follow my OnlyFans.
Oh.
And you know they post, like, little clips and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's inappropriate. Yes. I would never go to you for business, like.
Yeah, that's shady.
And she probably be getting sued, because, girl, no.
There's no way I would let you record my vagina and have customers, like, niggas beat their dicks.
Can I put
you,
some twerk?
Do they know that they being recorded?
I'm pretty sure they know they're being recorded because the estheticians, they record their service, but most of the time they block out. They have like a towel over the part where the lips about to start showing.
But
you showing the inside.
When I get my shit steamed, I sit on something and my shit just go.
Yeah, it's the shit that's like you sit on like an outhouse shit, right?
Inside there.
I know what you're talking about. It's the shit like you sit on like we know like the outhouse shit, yeah, like a chair and it just steam upwards.
Yeah. That's what I be doing. I don't know about the other
one. I heard that shit made
this one is like literally you're laying on your back with your legs open.
I heard that
like
shit made the coochie warm.
Soft scrub on it. Gross.
I had a girl tell me she was getting that shit. And I was like, oh, fuck. About to feel like a Krispy Kreme donut in this motherfucker.
It do be warm and wetter. Yeah.
Do it be throbbing?
I want to try one.
My shit be throbbing when I'm getting it. Because it be like, damn, this shit like, it hits like different spots. It be like, all right, now.
It's the horniest episode ever.
You the one asking all these questions.
I'm gonna put this episode on OnlyFans.
Think I'm like, where the titties at?
Right.
Pull them out.
I got a little boy chest.
Yeah, you don't got a little boy chest.
I got a little boy chest. I ain't got no cleavage.
Butter has consistently had a nice cleavage on the show.
I do.
Wow, she know.
I know. It's all I wear.
The girl who had that tank top who was sitting right here when we walked in had those big titties.
Oh, legs.
I was like, oh my God, titties. I just watched her walk out like this.
You are horny as shit.
I'm weak.
I don't know. I just like big titties.
Oh my gosh.
So, do y'all like, titties over ass?
I like ass, but for some reason, I cannot stop looking at big titties.
What?
Y'all know those girls that got them big double D's and like
not
that
in the back.
It's like a P.
You talking about Wendy Williams?
Yeah, Wendy Williams. It looks like a pee. They be all
Wendy
small.
Williams is built like a fucking pee for real.
She,
if the wind blow too hard, she's just going, ooh.
I want to see her naked for real.
What the fuck is your problem?
What it look like under there.
What is your...
Right.
I'm thinking like a triangle, upside down triangle like this.
Did you smash Wendy Williams?
No. She got her big butt, long black hair, 30 inches, and 25 millimeter eyelashes.
You gonna measure them?
The bitch is describing what they
look like. I know exactly the type of girlfriend I want. She got her fake ass, fake titties, 30 inch hair, and long lashes.
So you.
You.
She wanna fuck herself.
If I ever fucked with girls, it would have to be a stud like Young and May type shit.
Ew.
Or K Mitch or some shit.
Yeah. So why do y'all like fucking girls that look like niggas?
I don't even like girls. But if I did go to girls, it would have to be a girl that's like a nigga, because I like niggas. I'm like, I wouldn't say boy crazy, but I just like niggas.
I like niggas, dark skin niggas.
I like them all.
Next. What else?
Dark skin niggas.
You like skinny niggas?
No.
Or you like fat niggas?
You do. You really do.
I just feel like I weigh too much for a skinny nigga.
How much you weigh? Like 180?
I weigh 180 now. 179. I gained so much weight in quarantine.
Spot on.
I went to work last night. This guy was like, wow, your butt matches your thighs. I just screamed like, wow.
Oh, you made it to the strip club?
I went to the club last night.
Wow. Were you working or you were just there?
You was a stroker? Damn.
It was kind of dry for real. Stroker. It was money in there, but it wasn't like what I thought it was going to be. Like,
so do y'all think the strip club is going to bounce back quick from this shit? Cause I feel
they were throwing money. When it left, they weren't really throwing no money.
So the strippers is going back to their natural habitat.
No, because there wasn't that many girls. I thought everybody was coming back to work. It wasn't that many girls last night, and it was kind of dead. But it was better than what it left.
Yeah, y'all be fighting in there.
Yeah, they only fight in sections. Like I don't do sections. As much as I want to get money in the sections, I'm not getting a section.
The only club I have
because girls be so desperate.
You can't. Why are girls desperate though?
Because they be wanting money. I'm not a person that likes to share. I don't want to split my motherfucking money. I want my own bag.
That's a fact. Unless niggas be like, go get another girl.
Right. It's on the way. I'm going to get my friend. But I'm not getting in a section. Because these girls be so desperate. They'll literally be 10 girls in a section with 500 ones.
Yeah. Basically.
Because they're desperate. Like... I feel like that's
like in that type of market, like including the OnlyFans shit, like it's advertised as some quick, easy money, and everybody want to get into that shit. Like especially with the OnlyFans shit, because this motherfucker, I said this before, like niggas that don't even
OnlyFans is not easy.
It's not, but I'm saying people that's not even in that industry see it and they be like, oh, look at what they're getting. Yeah. Because this motherfucker's been doing this shit. Her followers are following her specifically because of this shit.
Yeah.
So they gonna spend their money. Because of this shit. They've been wanting to see this shit. You don't want to fucking see you in your second grade science teacher body.
Oh,
am I lying? Because that's what these motherfuckers be.
I kind of feel like the people that be in the sections are always the dusty bitches.
They all what?
I never
see. So where the elite strippers be in the club?
I like stage money.
It be a couple bad bitches, but I kind of feel like when I be looking at strokers and I be looking at the sections, it's always the dusty bitches. Like, how the fuck y'all get in this damn section?
So do y'all have them alarms how y'all Players Club?
I wish.
Money in the room?
I wish.
Floyd Mayweather's here, y'all all go running out.
Is that how it be? Like, nigga, a motherfucker coming to the back, ladies, Lil Baby just walked in the building.
Hell no, when Lil Baby came, nobody even really knew, but we knew. But I mean, they finally said it on the damn mic.
Yeah.
That day we had.
But by then it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then everybody can get over there. I feel like, you know, shit. It's the same way with like media.
The motherfuckers start hovering over.
Because I remember like when I was like media, that shit is so bad because you trying to get some shit for your platform or whatever, and niggas just there trying to get a selfie. You trying to get some work done, and niggas just be trying to there get some clout. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's the same way with strippers. Like. You trying to goddamn get some work, and y'all be having to fight through niggas too.
Cause the niggas be stealing, nigga. Are you gonna dance for this nigga? If not, why are you here?
It's like, yeah. niggas
like this.
I can't stand when a nigga sit on stage.
Niggas in fat ass faux PF chains. Niggas.
And them fat ass fake PF chains.
I find the only club that let niggas sit on stage is Babes. That don't happen at no other club.
And Blue Flame.
They be picking up y'all money.
Shit, I have seen some niggas.
It be the girls picking up
the
money.
Girls. I seen some bitches pick up money.
Do niggas pick up money?
No.
I seen.
They probably do, but I never seen it. It be the girls picking up money. They be like,
oh, the girls, not the workers, the regular bitches?
The customer girls.
Do a little trick into a split and kick more accident.
Did you work that day at Babes where that girl had that purse full of money?
Yes.
I knew I went tripping.
What happened?
I seen the video. These girls was in
I think it was like Super Bowl. Was it Super Bowl?
And she started fighting.
Probably.
No, you wasn't dancing Super Bowl.
She was in Miami. No, you was in Miami this past Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was in Miami this past Super Bowl.
But not in Atlanta. You was in Atlanta.
The Super Bowl before that?
When it was in the Super Bowl was in Atlanta.
Yeah, I was here.
Oh. I know it was I can't remember the exact date, but the girl had that purse full of money.
Oh, y'all money.
Who snatched it right out of her purse too. Fucking play with me.
So, last question. So, do y'all you can only pick one. Your best friend or your dream nigga?
Best friend.
What you mean?
Like, you can only have one in your life. Like, because if you have one, it's going to be conflict with the other.
Like, nigga best friend or girl best friend?
Girl best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Best friend.
Yeah, I definitely have to pick my best friend. Fuck that nigga.
Or your dream nigga?
Like, this is going to be your husband?
Yes, husband.
Oh.
I'll pick the husband.
Wait, dream nigga or husband?
The dream nigga that's going to be your husband.
But if he ain't my husband right now, he don't matter.
Well, fucking husband then. Your best friend or your husband?
My husband.
My husband.
But you wouldn't take a nigga that has the potential to be your husband.
No.
Shit, potential can go away.
Because it's one of them things where it's like you think this is the person that you like, and then you actually get with them, and it's like, this is not really what I want.
Yeah. And it just may not be the person for you. You may think that's your dream, but is that really
true? Mm. If I had to pick, shit. If I had to pick, I don't know, that's hard. Like, my wife over the nigga that's been, like, shit, I'm gonna have to pick my wife.
Because your best friend, I mean.
Your wife should be your best friend.
So, right? So what? She gonna stop being your best friend if you get married?
If it's a.
What's the.
I'm thinking about, like, if it's a nigga or if it's a girl. I'm saying, like, if they got conflict, then shit. How would we deal with that?
The one that you don't have to deal with every day gotta go.
Yeah.
Shit. But it depends on what the conflict is. Like, if you just don't like her because you just don't like the stuff she do, it just, okay, I won't bring her over the house. But I'm not going to cut my best friend off. I've been knowing this girl for such and such, and you come along maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I probably won't do anything to disrespect you as far as bringing her around your area, but I'm not going to cut my best friend off.
What if your wife tried to fuck with your best friend? What would you do? Who would you cut off?
If my wife, nigga, both of them gotta go. Mm. Hold on. You said the wife tried to fuck with the best friend?
Or the best friend tried to fuck with the wife. Or if they did fuck, period.
If they did fuck, both of them fell off. But if the wife shot the shot at the friend, she gone. And if the friend shot the shot at the wife, he gone.
It's some dudes that don't care. They be like, oh, well, she tried to get with my man. Oh, well.
But, like, I feel like when it comes to that shit with niggas, like, with women. Women will forgive the husband for cheating or the nigga for cheating, but right. They'll hate the girl forever. Why the fuck you don't forgive her?
For real. Like, I seen a video of this girl. I don't know if y'all seen it, but when she had hair hubs out the head with them pans,
yeah.
When she recorded her the girl sleeping in the bed with her man, She posted the camera up and was like, pow, pow. She was beating the girl up, and the dude was like, stop. She was like, no, so you protecting this girl? Like, but she wasn't even really upset with the dude. And then the dude started swinging on her for swinging on the girl he was sleeping with. I was like, oh, girl, you crazy.
I would have hit both of them with
the pants. Messy as hell.
He was swinging on her, like, trying to protect the girl. I'm like, oh, heck no. And then the girl, she was like, you know me. You was just hanging out with me. I was like.
But you in the bed with my nigga? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, both of y'all gonna get shot. Somebody getting shot.
Would y'all leave y'all best friend around y'all man, though? Like,
it depends on which man.
I kind of feel like, what is their purpose of being together in the same room without me?
Right.
That's just how I feel. Why are you living with my nigga?
Again, I feel in this industry, like, shit, you know, we're close like that. So, I mean, like, it may be a situation where, shit, she's just in the studio.
Why? With my nigga? Take your ass home.
I mean, I call
my best friend. She be like, yeah, girl, I'm in the studio with your man.
No, I mean, not like that, but I'm saying, like, we all there, and you may leave for like an hour, 30 minutes, go get something.
Come on, girl. Let's go. Okay. We gotta go to the store.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Make sure nobody don't kidnap me.
Right.
I need food. I feel like I should be able to trust you with my old lady.
I should, but it's just certain stuff. Like, why would you want to stay in here with these dudes when I'm about to walk out?
I feel you. But I just feel like, you know, if it's my wife and shit, or it's my girl that I've been talking to, you should be comfortable. I should be able to leave you here in this environment.
It depends on if niggas be so rapey. Why would you put your wife in a position to be left with?
I don't hang with rapey niggas.
You think
never
that.
Know?
You're right, because you never know. Past few weeks, it's right. Like, damn, it's kind of like. But if you get to that point, nigga, I'm gonna hit your ass in the head with tequila bottle.
At that point, your wife is already traumatized.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So would you not protect her?
The only reason I would leave her with him, like, for a couple whatever is couple hours or whatever, is if we all were friends together. If we all was like childhood friends, and then we just grew up, and somehow out of the group of friends, me and you ended up together. And girl, you've been knowing him already. We been sleeping at each other's house since we was young. That's the only reason. But I've been knowing her for 10 years, and I've been knowing you for 3 years. You're not staying at this house with him.
Yeah.
And it's not even a fact. I don't know. It's just girl call. I wouldn't even want to sit there with my girl. My friend said we was at her boyfriend's house or something, and she was like, I'm about to go to the store. Okay, let's go, girl. Right. I'm about to be like, all right.
It's awkward. Like,
yeah. Like,
you're sitting there like this.
You sitting there. What are y'all going to be talking about? He feeling weird. Like, just don't make it weird. Even if nobody is up to nothing.
Unless he has a homeboy that my homegirl is talking to, she can stay there and talk to her little boo thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you don't know these niggas, it's my nigga. When I get up and go, you bring your bald head ass off. And you go
right.
Like, what are you sitting here? Because now when I stop you, you're going to think I'm being funny.
Right. And it just keep down all confusion. Like,
if you sit there and I'm walking out, happened. I'm going to jump to the conclusion. You fucking my nigga.
I'm bloody. I said I'm going to the store.
Like, why are you so comfortable staying?
Who wants to stay in a room full of strangers?
It's just girl code.
Okay, I can see that. That's not something who I would, that I would know. So, yeah, I appreciate the girl code. So, it is what it is. Shit. But like you said, if it's not some, if it's, yeah, why would she stay there? Like, if I'm running out to the store real quick, why would you be staying here?
Right.
Yeah, so. Just a little shit. Any other bedroom topics y'all want to discuss before we get up out of here? Niggas not.
What do y'all
my
do?
My homegirl planned an orgy, and it was, like, so shocking. I know we had that last talk last time I was here about the orgy.
Uh-huh.
And now y'all was like, that's not really an orgy. So we finally did an orgy, and it was so unplanned, and it was awkward. So.
How many niggas was it?
It was two.
How many girls was it?
Four.
It was an orgy?
The niggas got a train ran off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to tell these niggas. Because the nigga commented on my train post the other day. I was like, no, man, that's a threesome. If you are getting fucked by two niggas and the niggas are not interacting with each other, that is a train.
Yeah, that's a train.
That is a train. Like, if it's just this shit, they spit roasting your ass, that is a train.
Yeah.
A threesome is with three motherfuckers, everybody fucking each other.
Mm-hmm.
So if them niggas is fucking each other, shit, it's a threesome. But if they just fucking you, choo-choo. Am I wrong?
So was you with the girls, too?
You was one of the girls?
Yeah.
So y'all ran a train on niggas?
Yeah.
My nigga.
But we thought we were having a girls' game night. And that's what... That's the issue. She calls us up, like, hey, y'all.
It was a game night, all right.
We're in quarantine. You know, I kind of miss y'all. We haven't hung out in a long time. Let's have game night. So it's because I have the games, you know. I got the food and liquor, whatever. So we're pulling up. We're thinking it's like girls' game night. We twerking and all that stuff and taking shots. So after we get drunk, here come niggas. I'm like, my phone rings. He's like, are you at such and such house? And I'm like, yeah, how did you know? Right after I send the text, the door opens up and it's like two niggas. And I'm just like, okay. Just thinking, they get drunk. I'm thinking, you know, it's going to turn into a big party. More people are coming. So when they get drunk, I'm like, wait, it's four of us and two of them. Why are we all drunk and where's everybody else? It's like literally right after I thought that to myself, she's like, everybody get naked. And I'm like,
So you got naked.
I couldn't look no punk.
Wow. Is that easy in Atlanta?
So everybody got butt naked? The dudes too?
Damn.
Who popped it off? How do you pop off an orgy?
Were the niggas cute, at least?
Yeah. Oh. We already knew the guys. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
how do you pop? How did it pop off?
She literally was like, everybody get naked.
Damn.
We were like, for real? She's like, upstairs, naked.
Damn, she was ready. She had that plan.
She planned it. Damn. But it's like, you telling us we're having girls night and you done planned the whole orgy.
It was girls night.
She had the biggest smile on her face because she knew what she did.
I still want to plan that.
What was
I like the way she said that.
What was your freaky sex topic?
Oh, it wasn't freaky. What do niggas do if a girl pussy is wet? Like, if the shit dry or it's loose? What do y'all do?
What do niggas do if the pussy wet? Niggas are simple. The male sex organ is really uncomplicated. It is goddamn sticky and stimulated. Mm. So, shit, if it's a hole, niggas is fucking watermelons now.
For real?
Yes, niggas is fucking fruit. Niggas, it don't take a lot for a nigga to goddamn nut. So it's hard for a nigga to say, oh, the pussy was whack. Because it's so simple. Like, if you can't make a nigga nut with pussy.
Niggas do be saying, like, some bitches' pussy be whack. And I'd be like.
But I feel like niggas really be lying. They probably got rejected by a bitch. Yeah. And that's their favorite excuse to say, like, it was whack. No, nigga, she said your dick was whack. Like, it was loose.
I really don't think it's such thing as loose vagina.
How the fuck is vagina loose?
That's what I'm trying to see.
No, I be wondering, niggas. I just don't
think all the, it's different. Like, it's a basic grip, and it's the gripper. It's that Gorilla Grip 5000.
And
everybody ain't got the grip. They don't like everybody ain't got the Gorilla Grip. Everybody ain't got the Gorilla Grip, but everybody got a little grip.
I've heard this. Two dudes told me they did not like vagina too tight. Like, they was like too tight.
Does that mean it wasn't wet enough then?
Like, they was like, it hurts. I was like, oh.
What type of sensitive dick these niggas got?
I was like,
I've been in sex and nigga, my dick just wouldn't like operate. Like, damn, this sounded better in theory than it did because you just not.
Was it because of her?
Yeah.
Have you ever faked a nut?
Faked a nut, yeah.
Just to get about that pussy?
Faked a nut? Yeah. Faked a nut before, yeah. Faked a nut. Because it's like, shit, like, niggas just gotta go. Like, I've gotten head for one time, and like, it just got so monogamous. It's like, monotonous the word. I said monogamous. It just got so monotonous to head. It was like, you're here for 45 minutes, and I'm not nothing. What's the problem? What is the problem? Why is it taking so long? So, like, at that point, my dick was just soft and wet. Like,
what the fuck?
Like, it's not working. So, it's like, no, it is what it is. Yeah. Niggas are fake. Niggas are faking.
What was you doing
wrong? Too much teeth, and it was too slow. Just wasn't intense enough. Like, and then it wasn't like she was the baddest bitch in the world. Like,
so, not only are you using teeth, but you ugly. Like,
damn!
So, this is random. Remember, I was talking about the NFL player?
Yeah.
His name was Garrison.
Garrison?
Garrison.
Garrison what? Hurst?
Let me see.
NFL Garrison. Because that's another thing we were talking about. Like, you know, I put out this tweet earlier, and I said, it is so funny when broke hoes call rich niggas cheap. And I feel like if you broke, you can't be goddamn saying a nigga that got money is cheap.
Yeah. I mean, shit, I'm not broke, so I can tell these niggas cheap. These niggas cheap as fuck.
Okay, big homie Tiny with the bag. Big bag Tiny.
I'm still trying to see how this orgy popped off. Like, okay, so she told y'all Smith. Go upstairs and what?
Garrison Smith? That nigga's play for Georgia. I know exactly who that is.
Oh, fuck. He gonna see this and be like, oh,
fuck him.
Wait, is the one that paid in coins?
Yes.
Yes, I knew it.
Let me see.
I knew it. What'd I say?
No, that's not a good picture.
Let me see.
Picture.
Damn, that is dark as shit. Hold on.
Go to that first one.
That's her.
I don't know. I can't even remember. I was so traumatized.
Garrison. Okay. any other freak ass topics y'all want to talk about?
I need the details on her orgy.
How did the orgy
Who
pop
Who started
off?
It?
Like, physically, what happened?
Oh, you want all the details?
Yeah.
Just how it started.
So, after the whole get naked?
Yes.
So, I was already talking to one dude. So, me and him had our own thing going on. And then they were just, like, eating coochie. And, like, taking dick. The second dick while I was getting ate and all that stuff. So, like, one girl was, like, it was dark as hell. So, I'm trying to, like, remember. We was all fucking drunk. So, I remember, like, looking up. And there was, like, a girl, like, getting fucked. And another girl, like, sucking on his balls.
Wow.
Yeah. So you were in the orgy, you was just on the side watching?
No, it wasn't. We all shared the same people.
Oh.
So y'all swapping?
Yeah.
You nasty motherfuckers.
We was drunk. You can't even get a pass.
Fuck it, let's do it now.
Yeah, all right, I'm out.
Cash,
ready to go?
It was fun, though. I kind of feel like
we
all
Cash about to leave the camera and all that shit. It's over with. Y'all is nasty as fuck. Anyway.
I did.
Makes
you do bad choices.
I did. But shit. That is episode 20 of the Big Homie's House. We had Big Homie Butter.
And we did
Butter.
A lot on this one.
Big Homie Butter. No, you did a lot.
All three of y'all did a lot.
Big Homie Butter. Big Homie Tiny. Big Homie Slim. I appreciate y'all stopping by.
No problem. Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
I appreciate y'all stopping by. It's the Big Homie's House, episode 20. It is very fucking lit. Till next time, we out of the motherfucker.
Out of here.
Y'all
want
to see mukbang?
Hold on, see what?
Mukbang.
What's mukbang?
Shut the fuck up. We out.